from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Reporting, a general says Ramadi has been liberated. Iraqi Army spokesman Brigadier General Yahya Razul announcing on state TV the city of Ramadi has been liberated. The Iraqi security troops have raised the Iraqi flag over the government buildings. This 7 months after Islamic State militants captured the capital of Anbar province. Iraqi military leaders, however, remain conflicted in their assessments of success in the western city. In contradiction to General Rasul, the head of the military operations in Anbar, General Ismail al-Malawi, said parts of the city remain under ISIS's control. A U.S. military official said Islamic State fighters had been driven out of critical infrastructure in Ramadi, but declined to declare a total victory for Iraqi forces in the city. A twin bombing in the Syrian city of Homs killed at least 19 people on Monday, with a suicide attacker detonating an explosives belt as onlookers assessed damage from the first blast. The explosions hit the central city Al-Zahra district. The precise death toll remains unclear, with Syrian state media reporting 19 people killed and the Syrian Observatory of Human Rights stating that 32 were dead. Scores more were wounded. At least 7 people were killed Sunday as the Nigerian army repelled another Boko Haram attack on the Borno state capital of Maiduguri. Soldiers reportedly stopped suspected insurgent fighters on the outskirts of the capital city. Village homes were set on fire. The Sunni insurgency has killed 20,000 people in the last 6 years and driven millions from their homes. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. South Korea and Japan have reached a deal settling the controversial historical dispute over Japan's forced prostitution of Korean women, euphemistically known as comfort women, during World War II. Jeff Kingston, an Asian studies expert at Temple University in Tokyo, speaks with VOA.
Leaders in both countries have seized the initiative and they've cut a deal that they think they can live with. And so the Japanese government has agreed to pony up a little over $8 million, and this will be distributed to the 46 surviving comfort women. Some of the details, however, remain rather vague. And so, you know, Prime Minister Abe is going to issue a heartfelt apology. But over the past 20 years or so, when they've argued about this issue, Seoul has always insisted that the Japanese government acknowledged state responsibility.
South Korean President Park Geun-hye had until recently refused to even meet with Mr. Abe until he offered a sincere apology. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide bomber struck on a road near Kabul's airport on Monday, killing at least one civilian and wounding 13 others. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the bombing, which damaged nearby buildings. NATO's Resolute Support Mission in Afghanistan condemned the attack. Turkish prosecutors have launched an investigation into Selahattin Demirtas, the leader of Turkey's main Kurdish party. The move comes as security forces continue a crackdown across the predominantly Kurdish southeast against supporters of the banned Kurdistan Workers' Party, also known as the PKK. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
The leader of the People's Democratic Party is under investigation for calling for autonomy for Turkey's Kurdish minority. The move follows Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu cancelling a meeting with Selahattin Demirtas, accusing him and his party of political immaturity. Political scientist Cengiz Aktar of Istanbul's Süleyman Şah University warns history could be repeating itself.
In the 90s, that was the first ever Kurdish party to make it to the parliament under the banner of the Social Democrats. And they have been completely ostracized in the parliament. And they were arrested and taken, you know, by force from the parliament and jailed. And we may see the repetition of this.
Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Both sides appear to be hardening their positions, with the Kurdish rebel leadership declaring that it faces a full-scale war, while Turkey's political leadership has ruled out any end to the crackdown until the PKK has disarmed. And President Obama and Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton topped the list of America's most admired man and woman, respectively, by polling organization Gallup. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.